all the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, it's me again, Jason Kirkman. I'm still fighting a bit of that head cold. It is that time of year, as the old fella said. You don't know whether to turn up the air conditioner or wear a hat. Being sick to me is just being miserable, in more ways than one. I just want to get out, ride the bike, enjoy the breeze and the sunshine. But no, Mother Nature has grounded me, so to speak. But that won't keep you and I from enjoying some good music and maybe a few laughs now, will it? So let's do it right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Up to the sky to prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
That was Johnny Horton with I'm a One-Woman Man. Here's Jackie Wilson with Stop Dogging Me Around.
You better stop, yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop, yeah, I'm gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But
what you're trying to do. Trying to make me lose my mind. You better stop. Yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop,
to say that humans occasionally make mistakes is an understatement, especially when you factor in how many times we've messed up with nuclear technology. Please keep in mind that nuclear bombs have only been used twice in real war situations. The U.S. Department of Defense filed a report stating that between 1965 and 1977, there were 381 nuclear weapon incidents. These recorded incidents are things like nuclear ships and submarines colliding at sea, or nuclear submarines having to be abandoned because they have become unstable. The most recent incident was in August of 2000 when a Russian submarine became unstable. But don't worry, because things become even scarier when you continue to read the report and see that there are 92 known cases of nuclear bombs lost at sea. And by lost at sea, this means that the bombs have become too unstable to use, or in some cases, the actual nuclear bomb has gone missing. There are over 23,000 nuclear weapons ready for firing, even though some countries worldwide, including the United States, signed a nuclear non-proliferation treaty.
Think of a special song for tonight, you know, a message song, something to really say something. This is what I came up with. I sniveled and, you know, I looked her square in the eye, because it's all she had was one big square eye, man. I said, baby, she said, She was a little weird too, you know, she had a guitar on, we're both going, So they're going to come get me, man, I know it, they're going to take me away for another 9 years, So I got up very close to her, you know, right up in her face, and she fell off the stool. And I watched the sweat fall on the floor for a while, you know, and I got right up into her face and I said, baby. Baby. So she thought I was a frog. She left, you know. So I was sitting there by myself looking at the floor and laughing like a fool, you know. People going by, look at that freak leaning over there laughing, man. So I got up very close to her and I said, baby. She said, what? Oh, Lord have mercy, man. I said, I sniggered. She got mad and left again, you know. I said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. Well, you ain't never going to heaven and you ain't no prince. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Nothing but a hound dog. old friend of mine.
That was Elvis Presley with a very interesting live version of Hound Dog. Several weeks ago, I ran across an old 45 album in a local thrift store that had a sticker on it that read, Staff Sergeant Gerald E. Anglin, Whiteman Air Force Base. I bought that record. I don't know much about Gerald E. Anglin other than what I was able to find on the internet. He was born in December of 1933 and died December 29th, 2004, at the age of 71 years and 18 days. I know we like the Coasters, so do I. Rest in peace, and thank you for your service. Here is your album, Mr. Anglin, The Coasters. With Zing went the strings of my heart.
Zing. Dear, when you smiled at me,
ooh, ooh, zing.
I heard a melody.
Zing.
It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony.
Sing
with the string of my heart.
What
was like a breath of spring? About a lesson apart. All nature seemed to be in the perfect harmony.
Sing
with the strings of my
stopped by the police at an alcohol checkpoint, driver does not expect his passenger to tell the police that he's drunk, particularly if that passenger happens to be a parrot. But that's exactly what happened to a man in Mexico City. Guillermo Reyes, 49, is reported to have been stopped at a routine checkpoint when officers heard a voice in the car saying, "He's drunk!" repeatedly. Acting on this information, the officers gave Reyes a sobriety test, which he failed, and he was consequently arrested. The parrot was supposed to be taken away, but when Reyes told police that separation from him would cause the animal distress, they allowed it to accompany him to jail. No information is available on whether the parrot will be called to testify in the case.
Tomcat, you. Now you ain't nothing but an old tomcat running around my house. I'll tell you something, you old tomcat, you just lost your mouse. Whoa, how does that scare you, darling? How does that mess your mind? How does that grab you, darling? Huh? This girl is leaving you behind. More than one way to skin a cat, you know.
That was Nancy Sinatra with How Does That Grab You? Let's have a little fun with Ray Stevens and the Red Hot Chili Cook-Off.
I write to you for the last time from my deathbed, oh dear mother. My health is gone. I'm fading fast and I fear I'll not recover. I've lost 100 pounds, my hair, my sight, and this illness had its nexus the day I judged the Red Hot Chili Cook-Off in Jalapeno, Texas. As you know, in Tennessee, you fed us normal things. Yeah, like Tabasco seasoned barbecue and spicy chicken wings. But I've got a friend down here in Texas who's a chili cook-off judge. And on the day of the statewide cook-off, he lay sick and could not budge. I'm sicker than a dog, he said. You'll have to take my place. Now all you do is pick the chili you like after giving them all a taste. So, of course, I did what I had to do to help out my old friend. But that decision ruined my life and brought me to this sorry end. Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me. And I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that will wreck my solar plexus. Of the day I judged the Red Hot Chili Cook-Off in Jalapeno, Texas. They led me to the judge's stand and sat me in my place. Put 3 bowls of chili in front of me, just to sample, just to taste. Number one was dragon's breath, and it had such a nice aroma. I took a big old bite that nearly slipped into a coma. Oh, oh, sweet Lord, what is this stuff? My uvula's on fire. My ears are ringing and my nose is running and my feet are starting to perspire. Then number two was called flamethrower, and it was not misnamed. One taste, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat all shot out long blue flame. Help somebody, call 911. I don't think I can breathe. I can't seem to catch my breath, and all I can do is wheeze. Then I heard somebody screaming uncontrollably. I turned to see who it was, and Lord have mercy, it is me. The winner was simply Charlie's Chili. Sounded innocent enough, but it knocked me backwards off the stand with one taste of the stuff. I got up running, looking for a doctor or an ice cold bottle of water. I downed a keg of beer and 6 snow cones, and it only made me hotter. It's been a year now, and I can only sip a smoothie now and then. If I try some solid food, the flames flare up again. I'm gone, it burned and blistered from my mouth down to my colon. And what little skin that's left at all is inflamed and badly swollen. So I write to you, dear mother, just to say goodbye and to warn you and the family of one thing before I die. Do not eat Texas chili, it'll put you in the ground. And even if you should survive, you won't be able to sit down. Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. why. Just the thought will fire up memories that'll wreck my solar plexus. Other day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County, AM 1290, OldiesRadio88.com, RememberWinRadio.com, and Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Also, Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, WYAP 107.7 FM, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR. Andrews Community Radio, Classic Hit 1630 AM, The Music Player Yesterday, and Dark Classics Radio. And our newest affiliate, W Rock Radio at WLOR.net. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the stations' websites that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on their links in the upper left side of the homepage. Also, while you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know just how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show.
Down here on the farm, the weather gets messy, playing around with nothing to do. When you went away, you took my cow Bessie. I miss her, darling, more than I miss you. Took off your leg, your wig, and your eyeglass, and you should have seen the look on my face. I wanted to kiss, I wanted to hug you, but you were scattered all over the place.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over, and I thought I found true love.
You met another and you were gone.
I know that you love me, here's my way of knowing. The proof's hanging out right there on the line. When I see the snow and feel the wind blowing, your night is hugging them long johns of mine.
The noises you made at our supper table, your habits, my dear, were surely absurd. But how many times do I have to tell you, soup is a dish to be seen and not heard.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
You met another and you were gone.
Remember you phoned me a sobbing and crying. The dog bit your ma and drug her around. You said she looked pale and thought she was dying. I said don't worry, I'll buy a new hound.
I had 6 kids and you had 11, and we had 8 more and they grew like flowers. I wish you'd come back, without you ain't heaven, cause your kids and my kids are beating up ours.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
You met another and you were gone.
I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
You met another and...
That was a little comedy from Buck Owens and Buddy Allen. He was governor from 1953 to 1959 in the state of Tennessee. His name was Frank G. Clement, and one of the state prisons there had a singing group called the Prisonaires, who would often perform at the governor's mansion. Here's their tribute song to their governor, What About Frank Clement? It's time to close out this program. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here
on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Now then, what about Clement? Well, what about Clement?
He's a mighty man.
I mean Frank Clement.
He's a mighty, 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 mighty man, oh God.
Now then, what about Clement?
Mighty man.
And listen to me. Let me tell you about the man of Tennessee. He's a God-fearing man. He's not on his own bar. He gets his orders straight from the throne. Well, he judges barriers and square with all, no in between for the great and small. Now then, what about Clement?
Mighty man.
You know, God told Clement just what to do. Well, he called him from Dixon County land, said to go down to Nashville and make my stand. Will you do wise and have no fear? You call on me, Frank, child, I'm always near. Well, he came to the capital, he made that stand. He found the state government in a mighty bad hand. Well, he got his broom, began to sweep. The big shots then began to weep. Well, he fired those shots, yes, and cautioned the small, united the rest, declared one for.
If you're looking for an area to spend a little vacation time, might I recommend southern New Mexico? There is a reason we're called the Land of Enchantment. There's a lot to see and do here, so be sure to check out www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at www.jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing industry and homes with cleaning products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.